Welcome to Out of This World, podcast stories for kids, where we blend wacky AI-generated ideas with our own silly twists to bring you fun, crazy stories. Sometimes educational, but mostly just
out of this world.
Welcome to episode number 4, another Thanksgiving special where you'll meet us in the land of Ember Hollow, where dragons come together every year for a grand Thanksgiving feast. One dragon has always felt a little different. Meet Frostbite, a dragon who breathes ice instead of fire. But this year, he's going to try to fit in and make Thanksgiving a success. Join us as Frostbite faces his most heated and chilled Thanksgiving yet.
Thanksgiving dinner. Why do I even bother? Last year, I froze the gravy, the mashed potatoes, and turned the cranberry sauce into a fruit fly ice skating rink. I feel like a walk-in freezer.
Frostbite! Hey, bud! Are you ready to go? Aunt Brunella's prepping her famous Thanksgiving feast! Everyone's waiting for us!
Dad, everyone there breathes fire. I feel like I just don't fit in. Last year, I sneezed and froze half the dessert table.
It's okay, bud. Don't worry about it. Everyone has their own thing. Blazer burned up the turkey last year. Aunt Brunella's always stressing about the consistency of the potato casserole. And Ruby, she started the TV on fire when the Lions lost. And of course, you know all about your Uncle Emberclaw. Never stops with those great big old fire-breathing stories.
Oh, all right. I guess I'll just have to try to stay cool, huh?
That's my boy, Frostbite. Now come on, we can fly over together.
All right, Ruby. Keep those marshmallows away from Blazer's tail. Let's not roast the dessert tray again, okay?
Yeah, I got it, Aunt Brunella. You have to admit, roasted marshmallows can be pretty tasty.
Wait until you see my famous fiery turkey this year. Perfectly roasted, toasted, and roasted, my dudes.
Just don't overdo it, Blazer. We all remember Blackie, our extremely crispy turkey from last year.
Please, I've got this fire roasting thing mastered. There's not a dragon chef in this family that can even match my flaming finesse.
Hey everyone. Sorry we're breezing in here a little late.
Hey Frostbite, can you sit over here? By the ice cream so it doesn't melt?
I guess ice cream and I get along pretty well together. It's the soup I need to try to avoid.
Good thinking, Ruby. Let's keep the snowballs outside this year.
Lay off, Blazer. Frostbite is part of our family, too.
Sure, sure. But just keep your icy breath away from my cranberry sauce this time, okay?
So, Frostbite, are you finally flying like a real dragon? Or still bouncing off the trees out there?
I hover pretty low, but I'm getting the hang of it.
Hovering? I was soaring the high skies by the time I was your age.
You were sore, all right. Sore from your tail to your dragon nose from all those times you crashed.
Oh, no, no, no. Straight A's for this little dragon. Straight into a, I don't know, something.
Well, I can do a loop-de-loop without barfing now.
When I was your age, we didn't have any fancy flying lessons. We had to catch the wave of wind on our own. And we had to fly 4 miles upwind and downwind in a snowstorm to and from school every day.
Oh, okay, Uncle Emberclaw. Well, that's pretty good, young man. We are proud of you.
Thanks, Aunt Brunella.
Stand back, everyone. And now,
for my masterpiece, Golden Perfection, in 3, 2...
Blazer, I think the turkey might be done.
Hold on, everyone. I can fix this. What do we do?
Hey, Frostbite, can you hit that thing with some of that ice breath you got there?
Okay. Everyone, stand back.
Frostbite, you did it.
You saved the turkey, bud. I knew you could do it.
Well, Frostbite, it does look like you saved the day. But the turkey is frozen, along with all my china.
Yeah, nice going, Frostbite. You froze my perfecto turkey-o, dude.
Well, since the turkey's frozen, how about you hit that pumpkin pie, Frostbite? Just give it a light chill.
I can try.
It's perfectly chilled. Refreshing and sweet.
Okay, fine. But I'm not trying cold marshmallows. That's just undragon-like.
Oh, come on, Blazer. Where's your sense of adventure?
Fine. Not terrible, I guess.
Ruby, back in my day, we didn't just breathe fire, we sculpted it. I once made a flaming outline of a dragon mid-flight. Now that's fire control. Not like today's little dragonlings. You guys scorch everything in sight.
Oh, wow, Uncle Emberclaw. When are you going to start the talent show?
Okay, you two. Uncle Emberclaw, that's enough with the flaming bragging, okay? If I could get everyone's attention, please! Since our Thanksgiving feast has taken a bit of a course correction, see what I did there? I crack myself up. I would like to propose that we try a bit of an ice sculpting contest.
Oh, that sounds good.
Each of you can create your best icy artwork using Frostbite's chilled charms. Frostbite, would you be able to assist with that?
I guess, Aunt Brunella. Let's see what all you fire breathers can do with a bit of ice.
Do we have to do this? Whoa, Blazer! Is that a flaming frozen dragon?
Yep. I call this one Irony, Ruby.
I'm trying to make a snowflake with dragon wings on it.
Our family dragon crest over here. Coming along, gang. Working on a life-size replica of myself over here back when I was in my prime, of course. You know, shiny scales, wingspan twice as wide.
Ooh.
These judges won't know what hit them.
All right, everyone. Time for the grand reveal. Frostbite, you've worked so hard on this. Let's see your masterpiece.
Okay, just close your eyes for a second, everyone. All right, guys, open your eyes.
Frostbite, it's beautiful.
Wow.
It's our family.
Whoa.
Yeah, I wanted to capture us all together.
All right, I admit it, that is pretty impressive. Even for an ice cube like you, Frostbite.
It's perfect, bud. Just perfect.
I think this might be one of the most memorable Thanksgivings we've ever had. Flames, frost, ice carvings, and all.
Yeah, not bad, Frostbite. You kind of nailed this one, dude. We couldn't have done it without you.
Thanks, Blazer.
Now everyone gather around. Frostbite, come here. I want you front and center.
Okay, Dad.
All right, everyone. Say Frosty Turkey.
Frosty Turkey!
Here's to Thanksgiving, where flames meet frost, and family means making the best of every little mix-up.
To family!
Frostbite, do you want to make a little toast?
Me? Well, I guess I just wanted to say thanks for being the warmest family a frosty dragon could ever hope for. And thanks for making me feel like I belong.
And thanks to Frostbite for making this the coolest Thanksgiving ever. Cheers to a frosty, fiery family feast.
Cheers to a frosty, fiery family feast.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone!
Well, there we go. Frostbite found his place at the table, and the dragons of Ember Hollow proved that family is all about mixing fire and ice, tradition and chaos, and plenty of laughter along the way. Happy Thanksgiving to all from Ember Hollow. And now for our family fun fact. Did you know that frost flowers can form on lakes? They're beautiful crystals of ice that look like flowers. And now Ella can take it away with a zany zinger for you.
What do you call a turkey in Ember Hollow? Toasty, if Blazer's in charge.
Oh, good old Blazer, he just can't control his own fire, can he? Well, up next, we got something real special for you. We're going to be talking about gratitude, and I think you're going to really like the journey. Here we go. Hey, gang. Today, we're going to dive into something really special. Something that makes us happier, healthier, and closer to the people we love. Can you guess what it is? That's right. It's gratitude. We're going to talk about what gratitude is, why it's so important, and how you can practice gratitude every single day, even if you're busy with school, sports, or just having fun. So get comfy, grab a snack if you want, and let's dive in. I want to start with a simple question. What does gratitude mean? Well, gratitude is a fancy word for being thankful or feeling happy because of the good things that are in your life. Think about this. Have you ever had a really good day? Maybe your friend shared their favorite snack with you, or your teacher said something nice about your work. How did it feel? Pretty awesome, right? That feeling, that warm, fuzzy, life is good kind of feeling, is gratitude. But here's the cool part. Gratitude isn't just something you feel when something great happens. It's also something you can choose to feel by noticing the good things around you. Even small ones, like a sunny day, or the way your dog wiggles its tail when you come home. Gratitude is like a pair of magic sunglasses. When you put them on, you start seeing all the wonderful things in your life that you might have missed before. Hey, let's try something together. Right now, think of one thing you're grateful for. It could be anything, a person, a place, or even a yummy meal. Okay, you got it? Now hold on to that thought, because we're going to come back to that later. So, why does gratitude matter? Well, scientists have actually studied gratitude, and guess what? They found out that practicing gratitude is like a superpower for your brain and your body. Here are three cool things science tells us about gratitude. Number one, gratitude makes you happier. When you focus on what you're thankful for, your brain releases feel-good chemicals like dopamine and serotonin. These are happy little fireworks that go off in your brain. Number two, gratitude helps you make friends. Saying thank you or letting someone know you appreciate them makes them feel closer to you. Gratitude strengthens your relationships with your family, your friends, and even your teachers. And number three, gratitude helps you stay healthy. People who practice gratitude sleep better, they feel less stressed, and even get sick less often. Isn't that amazing? Something as simple as saying thank you can help you feel stronger and calmer. Scientists also say that when kids and grown-ups practice gratitude, they feel more positive about their lives, even when things aren't perfect. So, practicing gratitude isn't just about being polite. It's about training your brain to look for the good, even on the hard days. Okay, so now we know that gratitude is awesome. But how do we practice it? Well, I've got a simple trick for you. Are you ready? It's called the Three Good Things Challenge, and here's how it works. At the end of every day, take a few minutes to think about three good things that happened to you that day. They don't have to be big things. In fact, little things count too. For example, maybe you laughed at a funny joke with your friend, or maybe you ate your favorite cereal for breakfast, or maybe your soccer coach said, "Great job," during practice. Once you've thought about your three good things, say them out loud, write them in a journal, or even draw pictures of them. That's it, just three good things. And here's a fun bonus tip. If you do this with your family, like at dinner or before bed, you'll all feel happier and closer to each other. Remember at the beginning when we asked you to think of something you were grateful for? Well, now's the time to bring it back. Close your eyes for a moment and picture it in your mind. Think back to something good that's happened today. Can you think of one thing? How about two? Maybe even three. Take a moment to picture them in your mind. It feels good, doesn't it? Now, I want to share a quick story about a kid named Olivia who discovered the power of gratitude. Olivia was having a tough week. Her best friend moved to a new school. Her little brother kept borrowing her things without asking, and she didn't make the basketball team. She felt like nothing was going right. One day, her mom suggested they try the Three Good Things Challenge together. Olivia wasn't sure it would help, but she gave it a try. That night, Olivia's three good things were: her favorite teacher smiled at her during class. The pancakes her dad made for breakfast were extra delicious. And she found a cool feather on her walk home from school. Guess what? As she kept the challenge every night, Olivia started to feel better. She still missed her friend, but she noticed that there were kids who invited her to sit with them at lunch. She still felt sad about basketball, but she remembered how much she loved drawing. Olivia realized that even when things weren't perfect, there were always good things to be grateful for. So how about you? Do you think you could find three good things even on a bad day? Give it a try and see how it makes you feel. And hey, before we wrap up, I have a challenge for all of you listening. Think about someone you're grateful for, someone who makes your life better just by being in it. Maybe it's your mom or your dad or your teacher or your best friend or even your pet. Take a moment today to let that person know you're thankful for them. You could say, "Thanks for being such a good friend," or, "I'm really happy you're in my life." Those simple words can make someone's day a whole lot brighter, and it can make you feel great too. Oh, and one more thing. If you want to share your gratitude stories with us, ask a grown-up to help send a message. We'd love to hear all the amazing things that you're thankful for. So, let's recap what we've learned today. Gratitude means being thankful for good things in your life. Scientists say gratitude makes you happier, healthier, and closer to others. And you can practice gratitude every day with the Three Good Things Challenge. Remember, gratitude is like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. Hey, thanks for tuning in to Out of This World podcast Stories for Kids today. We are so grateful for each and every one of you listening. You make this podcast extra special. Until next time, keep being curious, keep being kind, and don't forget to look for the good in every day. Bye for now, my friends. We'll see you soon. That brings us to the end of this very special gratitude episode. We hope it's inspired you to look around and find all the little and big things that you're thankful for. Remember, gratitude isn't just for one day. It's a superpower you can use every single day to make you feel happier and closer to the people you care about. From all of us here at Out of This World Podcast Stories for Kids, we want to wish you a very happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. May your day be filled with love, laughter, and of course, a heart full of gratitude. Thanks for being part of our podcast family. We're so grateful for you. Until next time, take care and keep spreading kindness wherever you go. Bye for now. Thanks for joining us for today's adventure. If you enjoyed it, please leave us a review. It helps other families find us. And remember to follow us on Facebook and Instagram and send us a message with your thoughts, ideas, or even a drawing of your favorite character. If you'd like to support our journey, check us out on Patreon. We appreciate every one of you. Until next time, dream big, explore boldly, and keep every adventure
out of this world.